Welcome to the Science Dog Podcast. I'm Linda Case, the host of this podcast and the author of the Science Dog blog and books, which can be found at thesciencedog.com. I would like to let you know about one of our favorite projects, the Science Dog courses. These are online nutrition and health courses with a bit of behavior and training thrown in for good measure. We offer webinars, short courses, and longer courses for those of you who wish to do a deep dive into canine nutritional science. There are even some free webinars available. And who doesn't love free stuff? To learn more, just visit the Science Dog courses at courses.thesciencedog.com. That's courses.thesciencedog.com. Most of us have heard the admonition, stop playing with your food, at some point during our childhoods. Hopefully, most adults are no longer scolded for this, but you never know. Regardless, it is pretty rare to hear the dog version of don't play with your food. This is especially true if you live with golden retrievers or labs. For example, in our house, with three dogs who all love to eat, food tends to remain in their bowls, for about 30 seconds or so. As a result, there is not much time around here for playing with one's dog food. However, there is a version of playing with food that may be acceptable or even possibly beneficial for our dogs. A group of researchers at the University of Tennessee College of Veterinary Medicine recently studied this. Their question was, are food delivery toys a better approach for feeding our dogs than is the traditional bowl feeding approach? So let's take a look at what they found out. So the scientists were interested in measuring the effects of using food delivery toys as a primary feeding method compared with the traditional bowl feeding approach that most people use. They recruited a group of 26 adult dogs who were all living in homes with their owners. For periods of 2 weeks, the dogs were fed either from their food bowl, which was the control, or using a popular food dispensing toy. There are many of these available on the market, and they selected one that dispenses dry food. So because this particular food delivery toy could only dispense dry kibble, only dogs that were fed dry extruded dog foods were included in the study. The sequence of the feeding method was alternated. This means that half of the dogs received bowl feeding first and then were switched. Then the other half received toy delivery toys feeding first and then switched. Each dog's total daily activity was recorded throughout each period using an activity monitor that was attached to the dog's collar. So what did they find? 24 dogs completed the study and successfully learned to use a food delivery toy for meal delivery. When fed using the toy, the dogs significantly increased both the amount of time that they were active during the day and the number of minutes that they spent walking each day. However, although these differences were statistically significant, the actual difference was actually quite small. When fed using their food bowls, dogs were active for about 90 minutes per day, about an hour and a half. In contrast, when they were fed using an interactive toy, their daily activity increased only by about 10 minutes to 101 minutes per day. Walking showed a bit more of an effect. Dogs spent 94 minutes walking per day when fed with the toy, versus about 75 minutes walking per day when fed with a feeding bowl. This was a difference of about 20 minutes per day. What this suggests is that moving the toy around to extract food from it took the dogs about 10 minutes per meal, since all the dogs were being fed twice a day. Now, here is a bit of a stretch. Although the dogs in the study were not overweight, the authors of this research concluded with this statement, quote, feeding toys may be helpful during weight loss programs to achieve the goal of increasing daily exercise duration in dogs that need to lose weight. So, how might dog owners look at these data and use or not use this information? Well, this study tells us that feeding a dog with a kibble dispensing toy can lead to an increase in total daily activity of about 10 minutes and an increase in total walking time per day of about 20 minutes. The authors of this work present these numbers as percentages in their paper, which seems to rather enhance their perceived magnitude. However, walking around the house for an additional 20 minutes per day needs to be considered in context. Keep in mind that the dogs in the study were not out for a lovely walk in the neighborhood or playing fetch with their owners in the park during these added minutes of movement. Rather, they were spending this time following a food toy around the kitchen or utility room floor in order to get their meal for the day. Now, there is nothing inherently wrong with this, of course. It is just important, in my view, to consider the entire experience of the dog rather than to simply report it as an increase in time spent being active and to then conclude that this approach is a desirable and effective way to increase activity in dogs who are overweight. So I guess it is beginning to appear that I actually may have a strong opinion about these data. I think it's time to bring out the soapbox. I admit I am conflicted about this study and the conclusions that the authors make. On one hand, I think food delivery toys are a handy enrichment tool. This is, of course, provided that a dog does not find the toy to be frustrating, which some dogs do. If a dog enjoys a food delivery toy, it can provide great utility when used as a safety cue for home alone training and for teaching dogs to remain on a mat or to be comfortable in a crate. For dogs who are fed dry kibble, I also accept that a food toy can provide an enjoyable alternative to bowl feeding. Though not measured in this study, the mental stimulation of simply working at a toy to extract tasty treats is also considered to be a benefit by many trainers, myself included. But here's the source of my discomfort. As with any training tool, even those that carry the venerated label of enrichment toy, my concern is that these devices come to substitute for other forms of social interaction and exercise with our dogs. According to the authors of this paper, and I quote, "Food dispensing toys may be of specific value for increasing walking, a desirable activity in dogs undergoing treatment for obesity," end quote. In my view, recommendations of this type could lead an owner to rationalize that their dog, via the use of a food delivery toy, is receiving adequate levels of exercise, even enough to help him to lose weight. Subsequently, other alternative approaches, such as increasing dog walks or trips to the park, adding a new training activity, or going swimming, may no longer be considered necessary. In addition to providing excellent physical activity and mental stimulation, engaging in activities with our dogs are also highly social in nature. Unlike food delivery toys, and remember, I do like these toys, in moderation, walking, training, playing, and just hanging out with our dogs are all activities that we share that increase our bond and the love that we have for our dogs, and which are mutually beneficial and enjoyable. Last, I have one additional concern. This may seem like a minor point, but I think we need to consider the many different forms of food that are fed to dogs today. Because most of these toys dispense only dry kibble or semi-soft treats, they by design may limit the type of food that an owner can choose to feed. Personally, like many others, I am no longer a kibble-only feeder. Today, many dog owners feed no dry foods at all. In these cases, the use of food delivery toys, except when used for training purposes, are pretty much off the table. Personally, for my own dogs, the small increase in activity and walking time per day, coupled with the restrictions on the type of food that can be used, make feeding this way, for my dogs, a non-starter. Frankly, I would rather go walking with my dogs or spend a bit more time training with them than rely upon an odd moving toy that spits out bits of kibble to increase their activity. While I personally completely agree that these toys have some use as enrichment devices, I would also argue that they should be add-ons rather than replacements for other social and, in my opinion, much more valuable interactions with our dogs. So, to answer our question, does your dog play with his food? If so, that's great. Just make sure that he is also playing with you. The complete essay on this topic, plus its references, can be found on the Science Dog blog at thesciencedog.com. That's thesciencedog.com.